2ST, we've got good times, great music, and Sarah's on the line from Girlfriend Magazine again. G'day, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Very well indeed. Now, don't forget that this is the freebies issue, and Sarah, you're just giving away stacks, aren't you?
We are indeed. We went a little bit crazy this month, and you know, I just had this bright idea that why don't we put a freebie on every editorial page, and then took it to my marketing department, and they said, you're crazy, but we did it, and it's over $65,000 worth of prizes in the entire issue.
That is very, very cool. Now, I don't often suggest this. Dads, go and buy your daughters a copy of Girlfriend Magazine. If you aren't already buying it for them, you need to be, because last month we spoke to Sarah about Girlfriend's launch of Project You. I think it's a wonderful campaign. It's a year-long campaign that encourages Australian teens to celebrate who they are, Sarah. And how's the campaign been going so far?
We were absolutely overwhelmed by how many people got on board, and you know, the emails and the tweets and the Facebook messages from our readers who were just, you know, just jumping on board and celebrating their self-esteem journey. And it's just absolutely overwhelming. And when, you know, you walk through the streets and you see girls with their Project U bracelet on and wearing it really proud, it's just, you know, it's completely gratifying and rewarding as an editor to see that. So this month we've actually launched our very first challenge for Project U, and we've got these, I think I told you last month, every single month for the entire year. And it's, you know, it's some sort of tangible challenge that they can do to sort of improve their self-esteem. So this month we've got Change Your Posture to Help Your Self-Esteem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Oh, when you said change your posture, then I just found myself sitting up straighter. It's an incredible thing when you stand up straight or you do sit up straight. It gives you that feeling of, well, it gives you a great feeling in self-belief, doesn't it? It's funny how it can work.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like we all know that, you know, that the mind is a powerful thing, but our bodies are incredibly powerful things too. And changing the way we stand can really change the way we see ourselves. And that relationship between the body and the mind is so incredibly powerful. And, you know, we know that the actions we make with our body can affect our mood. Like if you're slumping down in your seat, you're feeling quite low, or you're frowning, you tend to feel quite, you know, bad about yourself. So,
yeah.
You know, there have been all these studies that have shown the way that we sit can seriously impact our confidence.
It's a very good idea. Very good idea just to sit up straight. So that's the challenge
for
people from Girlfriend Magazine. Also, one quickie, the health benefits of actually having friends. You know, like people, you often see people on Facebook and they say, oh, I've got 900 friends. But how many do you know? How many do you really know? And it's a great one that you guys have got, taking a look at the friends that you've got on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter how many friends you have on Facebook, because you could have 400 friends, but what really matters is that you have one or two really good friends that have your back and will be there for a really fantastic emotional support and, you know, and can sort of help you through tough times. And really, at the end of the day, 400 friends on Facebook doesn't equate to any friend that will actually help you out when you really need it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you really do need to start by ditching the toxic friends on Facebook, people that are always putting stupid comments on there all the time. Get rid of them. You don't need them in your life. As I said, dads, go and grab a copy of Girlfriend. Take a look at what your daughters are doing. That's what I'll be doing when Addison gets a little bit older. Let's face it, she's 2.5 and can't really read at the moment. But when she gets older, I'm straight into Girlfriend, that's for sure. Sarah, wonderful to catch up. And don't forget, continue to let us know about all of the great things you've got going on for Project U2.
Great. Thanks so much.